From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 4 security officials were killed, 5 others wounded, as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia Monday, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque, as well as the eastern city of Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Analyst Amin Saikal of the Australian National University said such attacks only generate ill will in the Muslim world.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. No foreigners hurt in Monday's blasts, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan drew to a close. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday at the start of a 4-country tour to boost trade and security ties. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's main airport at Entebbe in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers who commandeered an Air France flight.
We have gathered here to mark an event that inspired the world and lifted the spirits of my people. At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over fear.
The raid, which freed 100 hostages, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother who led the raid on Entebbe. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, 5 convicted terrorists were executed while dozens of other suspected terrorists were arrested in the wake of Sunday's massive truck bombing in the central Karada district. The death toll now stands at least at 175, with about 200 others wounded, more than 30 missing. Rescue workers continue their grim task of searching for victims. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. A suicide bomber riding a motorcycle detonated his explosives outside a police station Tuesday in the Indonesian city of Solo, wounding one officer. A capital, Jakarta, was hit in January by a suicide bombing and gun attack by militants linked to Islamic State that left 8 dead, including 4 attackers. Some 300 marched in downtown Nairobi Monday, protesting what they condemn as an extrajudicial killing of human rights lawyer Willie Kamani, along with a client and their driver, allegedly by police. An official investigation is underway. Authorities said 3 officers have been arrested in connection with the deaths of the 3 who disappeared after a court hearing. June 23rd, their bodies found along a riverbank outside the capital. The West African country of Guinea-Bissau has recorded its first 3 cases of the Zika virus. The World Health Organization said an investigation will try to determine if it's the same strain as one behind outbreaks linked to brain and head abnormalities in newborns in Brazil and elsewhere. The only other West African country that has recorded cases of Zika virus is Cape Verde. South Korea's news agency said the country is planning to build 80 artificial reefs near the de facto maritime border with North Korea in an effort to prevent what Seoul said is illegal fishing by Chinese boats. The man-made reefs will be built in the Yellow Sea near the disputed northern limit line at a cost of $7 million. The U.S. space agency NASA successfully placed the Juno spacecraft into an elliptical orbit around the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, early Tuesday.
Yeah, we see the expected sharp shift upward and the Doppler residuals indicating the main engine has started.
Copy that. That's good news.
That main engine of Juno also shut off, placing it in orbit. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California were able to fire Juno's main engine to slow it down on its 5-year journey. They hope to have close-up views of the planet during a 20-month mission that will cost more than $1 billion. Americans Monday took time to mark their nation's 240th birthday with parades and fireworks this 4th of July. Many events drew tight security over concerns about terrorism. July 4, 1776, the British colonies, now the U.S., announced the Declaration of Independence from Britain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.